September 6th, Jesus says, the cycle is over. And, with it, so gentle and soft, your Jesus has brought you without shocks out of the tumult of these past days. Like a child wrapped in soft wool and resting on supple cushions, you were wrapped in these blessed visions, so that you would not feel the ferocity of men who hate instead of loving one another, and be terrified by it. You could no longer bear certain things, and I don't want you to die from this, for I take care of my spokesman. The reason for which the victims have been tortured by all forms of desperation is about to cease in the world. For you as well, Maria, the time of tremendous suffering for too many reasons, contrasting so sharply with your way of feeling, is about to cease. Suffering will not cease for you, you are a victim. But part of it, this part, ceases. Then the day will come when I say to you, as to Mary Magdalene when she was dying, rest. Now is the time for you to rest. Give me your thorns. Now is the time for roses. Rest and wait. I bless you, blessed one. I said this to you, and it was a promise, and you didn't understand it, when the time was coming in which you would be plunged into, turned over and over in, chained to, and filled down to your deepest recesses with thorns. I repeat this to you now, with a joy, that only the love, that I am can experience, when it makes a pain cease for a beloved one. I now tell you, that this time of sacrifice is ceasing. And I, who know, convey to you, for the world, which does not know, for Italy, for Viareggio, and for this little town to which you have brought me, meditate on the meaning of these words, the thanks which are merited by the Holocausts for their sacrifice. When I showed you Cecilia the Virgin Bride, I said that she was pervaded with my fragrance, and she carried away in its wake her husband, brother-in-law, servants, relatives, and friends. In this mad world, you have played the role of Cecilia, and do not know this, but, I, who know, tell you so. You are filled with me, with my word. You have brought my desires among people, and the best ones have understood, and behind you, the victim, many, many have arisen, and if there is not a complete ruin of your country, and the places which are dear to you, it is because many hosts have been consumed following upon your example and your ministry. Thank you, blessed one. But continue still. I greatly need to save the earth. To buy back the earth. The coins are you, victims. Let the wisdom, that has instructed the saints, and instructs you with a direct magisterium, elevate you more and more, in understanding the knowledge of life and practicing it. You too, erect your little tent next to the house of the Lord. Indeed, thrust the pegs of your dwelling in the dwelling of wisdom and live there without ever leaving. You will rest under the protection of the Lord, who loves you, like a bird among flowering branches, and he will give you a refuge from all spiritual inclemency, and you will be in the light of the glory of God, from whom words of peace and truth will descend for you. Go in peace. I bless you, blessed one. Mary says immediately afterwards. For Maria the mother's gift on her feast day. A chain of gifts. And if some thorns are added, do not complain to the Lord, who has loved you as he loves very few. I told you at the outset, write about me. Every one of your afflictions will be consoled. You see that it's true. That gift had been reserved for you in this time of anxiety, for we not only take care of the spirit, but we are able to care for matter as well, which is not the queen, but a servant useful to the spirit, so that it may fulfill its mission. Be grateful to the Most High, who is truly your Father, even having finished the cycle on Mary's birth, early and later childhood, and adolescence. I remained in the blessedness of contemplating her in her role as a most pure spouse throughout the 6th, 7th, and 8th. In addition, on the 6th and the 7th, the joy also remained. But on the 8th the storm came. It was Friday, and I suffered greatly for so many reasons relating to everything and everyone. Yesterday, the 9th, was more of the same. This morning I found my affliction at the ready again on awakening from a very short sleep interrupted by physical sufferings. But I feel that Jesus is with me, very, very close. I really have nothing but him. And he wants to be the only one. He then says to my soul, once, among the first times, when I was your teacher, I spoke to you about the function of your soul and the souls like you. I said, you are the bearers and the lightning rods. Take Christ among your brothers and sisters as living monstrances and pulpits of flesh, so that the world will see me, and from them, I may speak to the masses, on whom I have mercy.